no, nothing was blocking me from going to production. And actually, I did. I went to production with one of our more critical apps. So it's that I was really confident with it.
It is Fabien Tellion, a Salesforce MVP and CTO at Texas in France. My name is Joshua Burke. I'm a developer evangelist here at Salesforce. And on the Salesforce Developer Podcast, you will hear info and insights for developers from developers. Today, we talk with Fabien about taking a critical application from Aura and porting it to Lightning Web Components. And like many people who started coding on the Salesforce platform, JavaScript was not his background.
So I mainly did, I would say, like backend languages, like Java mainly. On PeopleSoft, it was like they have their own language, but it was almost like Java too. So not a lot of JavaScript at the beginning, mainly Java.
And the story of how they got to a critical application running on the Salesforce platform might also be pretty familiar to you. They were doing a lot of important work inside a Google spreadsheet.
All our employees are using Salesforce. Well, you know, we need a timesheet application where everyone will say, this is what I've done this week, the clients have seen, etc. And this is a very critical application for us. So at the time when we really started the company, it was like just a Google Sheet, you know, like everyone, just a few things. We are three people, it was okay. But at some point, it started to be difficult and we wanted to have something very professional for this critical application. And we said, well, we are Salesforce developers. We really know the platform. We all love it. So let's just do it inside Salesforce. So we just go on and develop it with Lightning Component because it was, I think, the thing to do for a very important application like this for us.
To be clear, the application that Fabien describes, he doesn't describe it as being overly complicated. It's a table with some interactive rows. It doesn't have a lot of working parts to it, but it is extremely important. They are a consultancy, and this is how they get paid.
Because we need to know which client we've seen for a specific day or a specific week so that at the end of the month, we can just bill accordingly the client. If we made any mistake, well, it won't be accepted by the client. And moreover, if the tool isn't working, we won't be able to charge anyone. So it's a very critical application for us.
And this solution was being built in the era of Aura. We're in a post-Visual Force world, pre-Lightning Web Components. So what was it like being a Java developer, getting into a JavaScript framework for the first time?
Well, I would say it was my first time really working with JavaScript. I already did a few before because, you know, in Visual Force, you can still bring some JavaScript if you want to. But it was mainly for a few tweaks I couldn't do with the standard Visual Force tags. So yeah, going to Aura was really my first step to JavaScript. So it was a big move for me, really a big change compared to Java. I mean, I did Java. I could go to Apex. It was just very easy. But going to JavaScript was something very different.
So the application's up and running in Aura. It's running day-to-day. It's a very critical application. What was the impetus to moving it over to Lightning Web Components?
So the thing is that I was in the LWC pilot, which was great. But, you know, when you start to learn something new, that you can try doing a few basic components. So what I like to do usually is like taking a SLDS markup and trying to create a component from it. So it's, I think, a good way to learn the language. It's what I did with Aura, it's what I did with LWC. But still, at some point, if you don't really build a real-life application, well, it feels like you know already everything, but you actually don't. So I was like, okay, what could I do as a real-life project to really try Lightning Web Component for real? And I was like, we have this internal tool. So yes, it's critical, but I've already seen that LWC is faster than Aura, so why not just trying to rebuild it with a Lightning Web Component? And during the pilot, it's what I did. I just took a Scratchorg and created a new version of the same app you already had in production.
Now, it was really interesting here, the distinction that Fabien described when he was talking about the difference between working with Aura components and learning Lightning Web Components.
So I think I will have a different mindset than some other people that already use a framework like React, for instance. For me, it was quite new. But I really like the new way to write component better than Aura, because when I had some issues, I was mostly looking for a JavaScript question on Stack Exchange and not only Salesforce question. So it was more stuff about, you know, promises and this kind of thing that is more common for any JavaScript developer, but not that much for anyone coming from the platform, from Visual Force on Lightning Component. So I was like, oh, so this is new, but actually I can ramp up pretty quickly because there is a lot of already good documentation on JavaScript I can use.
When we did the launch for Lightning Web Components, we talked extensively about the importance of web standards and how we were embracing web standards. We were part of the committees that were forming the web standards and how helpful this was going to be for developers. And what Fabian is describing here is exactly what we were talking about. And this permeates through everything that they were doing with the port. Listen to how Fabian describes simply debugging a component in Aura being different from Lightning Web Components.
Yes, everything was faster. So even with Lightning Web Components, even easier now to see the proxy objects. So this is a big move for me. Before, you know, I was using the Lightning Inspector or something like that. That is a tool to debug Lightning components. So I don't know, if I fire an Aura event and nothing is happening, I need this specific tool to know if the event is even fired. Is it catched by something? What's the issue? I don't really know. Sometimes the plugin was not working, but it was a little bit painful. It was really Salesforce specific, actually. When I started to move on Lightning Web Components, I was just using the Chrome DevTools and I didn't need anything else. It was a big move to being a real JavaScript developer, sort of.
So finding documentation is easier. Debugging your JavaScript is easier. What about, say, something like events?
Events, it's standard events. So I think it's easier to debug than before because I can use a standard tool to debug these kinds of events. I mean, it's pretty easy to fire an event in AWC, and it's pretty easy to switch from Aura event to this kind of event. So it was not a big move, actually.
Again, Fabian's got a few advantages here. He knows the original code line. He's part of the LWC pilot. But how did the actual development go based on what his expectations were?
Well, to be honest, it was much faster than what I thought. It was like a few days only, because I already did a few components to test LWC before. Then I thought I would have a lot of code to rewrite, which wasn't the case, actually. I was able to reuse a lot of code from my existing app to a new one.
Because one similarity that Aura Components has to Lightning Web Components is how they're working with the server. The client side looks different, but on the Apex side of things, it's pretty much working the same.
Two methods from two different Apex classes. So that was a big thing for me when I started doing AWC. I was like, oh, I don't have to refactor anything on the Apex side. I just have to import methods existing from several Apex controller and it will work without changing anything. It was really, really a great thing for me. It's a big reason why it was faster to rewrite the app.
Another thing that was really interesting from how Fabian strategized this rollout was using Salesforce DX, they could easily spin up Scratch orgs and release things that were based on two completely different code lines. So two different versions of this application, one of them in Aura, another one in Lightning Web Component, they could effectively work in them in parallel. So whenever they were moving forward, it's a critical application and they always had version A available.
Actually, I already built the first version in Aura, so it was easy for me to start again with Lightning Web Component. Also, being on a Scratch org and having everything on GitHub, because we already have built the first version with SFTX. It was on our repo, so I could just create a new Scratch org. There was no issue on our own environment at the beginning because it was like, well, only on a Scratch org, so no problem. I created a branch just to try creating the new app in LWC. And I ended up having on this specific Scratch org both versions, which is the Aura version and the LWC version, both side by side and doing the exact same thing.
On the very first day that Lightning Web Components was generally available in production, Fabian and his company rolled out the new version of the timesheet application. There were some very minor differences in the user interface due to changes in the base components. They have felt no need to fall back to the old Aura version, and the only real difference that his user reports is that the new version is faster. Now, Fabian's company also works on a Salesforce DX plugin.
So, yeah, we are building an SFDX plugin. So we have a few commands. One of them is to help us using unlock packages. So we are using unlock packages with our own TypeSheet application. And, when you use unlock packages, you can have dependencies between your package. So this is used at a build time by Salesforce for validating that your package is okay. But then if I want to install one package, there is nothing that will install all the dependencies for me. So I have to, if I have one package depending on two other packages, I need to install them first, then I will be able to install my package. So we just build a plugin that will parse the dependencies and just install them automatically So I don't have anything to do, just install one package with one line of command.
Now, no pun intended, but I wanted to plug Fabian's Salesforce DX plugin, not just because it sounds incredibly useful for working with packages, but also to highlight how JavaScript loops back into this conversation, because once again, we're talking about our good old friend standards.
To write stuff with a node on TypeScript. So it was pretty new to me. But then when I started working on AWC, it feels like, oh, it's almost the same. So you have a class, you have an import statement, and you have functions. I was like, oh, so if I look quickly to my code of my SFDX command onto my LWC, like 2 seconds each, I could not even say which one is which one because it's almost the same way of writing. So I was like, oh, this is almost the same code, same thing to learn. This is really JavaScript for both of them.
As CTO of TechSci, and based on his experience with the LWC rollout and with this port, I asked Fabian what his direction was to his developers now for building anything that's greenfield.
And I said to everyone, starting today, so it was spring 19 going to production, you don't have any reason not to build Lightning Web Components. So stop doing any Aura component and just build 100% of your component with LWC.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. Now, before we go, I also want to point out that Fabian is deeply involved in his local community. He is a co-organizer of the Paris Developer Group. He's also an organizer for French Touch Dreaming, which in 2019, towards the end of September, kicked off its inaugural conference. And if you missed that, that's okay. They're already planning on 2020. Thanks for listening. And if you like us, go to your podcast service of choice and subscribe, share, and like. And if you want more information, go to developer.salesforce.com/podcast. Thanks again. I'll talk to you later.